Yes, Frank?
While shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Yes.
All seated on the ground.
Yes, go on.
The angel of the Lord appears, and glory shone around.
That's quite right.
That's right.
Yes.
You should sing that in the old days.
Yes.
Oh, times have changed since then, you know.
Oh, yes, they have,
haven't they? Oh, dear, I wouldn't want to be on your side now. Not for anything. I just wouldn't want to be there. I'm so happy here.
Good.
You're Mr. Woods.
Yes.
And you're Mrs. Green.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. What about you? Yeah.
Maybe have
from my friends.
Yes.
My name, strangely enough, is Green.
Oh, is it?
But I'm no relation whatsoever to you.
Oh.
At least as far as I know, I'm not, my dear.
No, I don't expect them. I mean, pretty common name, Green. What is your Christian name, friend? Maybe that's
Alice.
Alice Green?
Yes, that's right, Alice Green.
Oh, and where did you live, Alice, when you were on this side?
Well, I lived in the East End, the best part of my life.
Yeah.
And then we moved down to Margate.
Oh, I know Margate.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice place.
Yes, right. Yeah. And Alice, when you, did you know anything about this subject before you passed over?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Didn't.
I had a friend of mine who was a spiritualist.
Yes.
He used to try and talk to me about it.
Mm.
I was interested, but I wasn't that interested to go to meetings.
No.
I was a Baptist.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I was a good one.
No.
But I went to them occasionally. My mother and father, they were all religious people.
Mm. And were you bewildered when you found yourself on the other side?
No, I was not.
You were?
No, I took it in my stride. I knew there was something, but not quite, you know, I didn't quite know what.
Well, how did you find yourself? What sort of conditions did you find yourself?
Well, after I left the cemetery, that was after my funeral.
Oh, you went to your own funeral?
I went back to my own people. You know, they'd all gone back for a bit of a tuck-in, you know, like we all do after the funeral, because they're all talking about me. I was sitting around there watching them.
Oh.
No one took any notice of me, and I thought, well, there's not much point in staying here.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm out. I go out, you know.
Yeah.
Up and down the street. No one took any notice.
Mm.
And I thought, well, this is a funny how-do-you-do. Still, it didn't last long. But I saw my husband coming.
Oh.
And he'd been dead for all. That's been on for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was killed in the First World War.
Yeah.
It makes you laugh when you think about it. But I was a bit annoyed with him. Well, I'd have thought he'd have come to my funeral. And I thought he'd been waiting, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we soon patched that up.
And then what happened?
Oh, he just took hold of my hand and he says, now nothing to worry about. I said, I'm not worried. I knew there was something after death, but I didn't think I'd be sort of hanging around for long. Anyway, he said, there's no need to. The next thing I knew, I was sitting in a little place. Nice little place it was, nice room, nice little pleasant house. And this is his place.
Yeah.
And his mother was there. Oh, well, couldn't make out why they hadn't been to my funeral. Well, I thought, well, this is odd, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they'd have all been there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he said that he knew as I was coming over, and it was just as well, you know, first that I should get me bearings, and what would he meant by that. As I said, I thought you'd have been there, you know, when I came over. He says, oh, no, he says, just wanted you to have a little experience so that you could see that you'd finish with Earth. Because there's my two daughters, they was at the funeral, and their husbands. Oh, no, well, my husband wasn't, that's right, he couldn't get away, he was working.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several of my neighbours, people I'd known. Barbara was there, that was my little granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, they all came, but I was so surprised my husband didn't come. Being as how he'd been dead all them years, I thought he made the point of being there. But he said I had to learn something, and I suppose he was right, you know. I learned, of course, that it's no good hanging around Earth.
No.
Anyway.
got on, you're awfully interesting. What happened then?
Oh, well, I just had a talk and was telling me all about his life and things on his side of life, on my side now, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He says, we'll go out for a little walk. I said, all right. And of course, another thing I found I could get about easy. I've had a lot of trouble with my legs. Oh, shocking I've had. Rheumatics, terrible. You know, I couldn't get my shoe on, mm. on my right foot. Mm. And to go out walking, I thought, well, this is marvellous. No aches, no pains, walked as like I was when I was a girl, you know.
Mm.
Well, we went out and I was going to put an hat on and I realised I hadn't got one. That was a funny thing, wasn't it?
And where did you go to?
Well, we went down this little garden path from the house and, oh, there were lots of other houses. It was like a suburban house, you know,
yeah.
A lot of other houses. A proper community. And then he said, well, we'll go into the town. I thought, well, this is funny. Didn't know they had towns when you did. It was quite a big town. I won those shops, I noticed, but all sorts of buildings and great big places there was, like art galleries and like museums, I suppose, not that I went in. Looked like as if they was, ooh, like you see in London, you know, like St. Martin's in the Fields and places like that.
Yes.
But they weren't churches.
No.
I didn't want to, he said, shall we go in here? And I said, oh, I don't know. So I said, I'd rather walk around outside because there's no traffic. People were all walking about, you know, in little groups and children and they're laughing and there's some music coming from one great place. Oh, marvellous music. And he said, well, we'll go there sometime, but not now. I want you to get your bearings and get to know places and people and introduce me to various friends of his and all people that I'd known, some of them way back, all years ago. I'd never recognised them. Only he said, this is so-and-so, don't you remember so-and-so? Of course, I wouldn't have recognised them. So different. I mean, when you come to think about it, you know, time does things to people on earth, but here they were all young. Oh, and then we walked further out and we came into what you'd call the country, I suppose, because it was like country lane and there was beautiful houses and trees and no houses, you know. I saw a little place here and there tucked away, and they were people who evidently lived in the countryside and they preferred it. And, oh, it was not unlike being on earth without all the, I don't know, the noise and the traffic and all that sort of thing, you know. It was very real, very homely, very nice.
Did you find the colours brighter?
Oh, yes, the green grass was beautiful and green and, oh, there was lots of colours everywhere, beautiful colours. Some of the buildings, they looked like as if they was made of marble and some looks, well, I don't know what they was made of. It's like, well, like oyster shells, you know, all pale pinks and pale mauves and blues and,
lovely.
Oh, lovely they was.
What were you wearing, Alice, when you went on that walk?
Oh, now you've asked me. What was I wearing? I haven't an idea what I was wearing. I know I instinctively put out my hand for an hat and wasn't there. But I never would go out without an hat on, you know? And my husband said, oh, you don't want to worry about a hat here. Another thing I noticed, that my hair, oh, it was just like I was when I was a girl. Right down my back it was, black as soot, you know, jet black, lovely black hair I had because I got old and went grey, you see.
Yeah.
And of course I'd had it cut as I got older. Now I got me beautiful head of hair. Oh, it was beautiful.
Oh,
like a young girl I was, skipping along there. I can think back on it now and I can laugh in a way. Here was me skipping around and I'd been up to that time, you know, wobbling about.
Yeah.
Couldn't wear one shoe.
Oh.
Had to wear a slipper.
What are you doing now, Alice, on the other side? How do you...
Well, I'm learning, you know, to do various things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you describe this, really. I'm making, well, I suppose you'd call them, as near as I can say it, making things for people's houses. But, it sounds silly when I say it,
no.
I realise that.
What sort of thing?
decorations and other materials. I suppose you'd say, well, you can call them curtains, of course, so there again, you don't need curtains. You see, that's what I find so funny. Our houses are real, and the things in it are real. We have chairs and things and the necessities, and yet there are some things that we don't have that are missing that you'd associate with Earth, but there are lovely materials here, and you can make things and decorate and do things to your heart's content. And it isn't just that you sit and think about it, you have to put some effort behind it. And there are all sorts of yarns and things or materials that you can make up, you know.
Are they like the Earth materials?
Oh, to look at, yes, and to make beautiful designs.
The textures?
Oh, definitely textures. And there's things that grow here that you use for that sort of thing. That's another thing people don't understand. Although there are animals, they're not used to, well, like it would be on Earth for consumption, you know, and they don't use the wools and things to make things. It seems as if there are materials here that come from the natural conditions of life, but they're not in any way what you might say taken from living matter. And yet, of course, everything is living, really, but nothing like an animal that would suffer in consequence. And I've seen lots of animals, whole vast areas of animals, tame animals, all that. So wonderful, you know.
One of the things I'm looking forward to.
Are you still religious on that side there?
Oh, not in that way. Yeah. No. I still like the old music and religious in a sense, but not never.
No.
Do you have churches or anything like that on your side?
Oh, I haven't seen a church, but I do believe that some people do have churches. Yeah. No. I think religion is something that you live.
Yeah.
It's something that you feel, you know.
Oh,
yes, I'm with him.
What does he do now,
Adam? Oh, he spends a lot of time with garden. He loves his garden. He loves flowers, grows beautiful flowers. But then again, you might almost say that they grow in a natural way, and although they do need attention, but you don't seem to get weeds here, you know.
Do you pick your flowers?
No.
You leave them?
No. No, we leave them.
You're not going to do that, aren't you?
Well, I suppose in a kind of way, yes, but you don't feel the need to take them out of the ground, you know?
Mm.
And the ground is very much like you say on Earth, soil, you know?
Yeah. What did your mother-in-law do?
Mother-in-law?
What did you say was your husband's mother? Or your own mother, was it?
Oh, I've met my own mother, and of course I met my husband's mother, and loads of relations.
What
I used to know aunts and all the rest of it, and friends.
Yeah.
I know, I think people could get an idea into their head on your side that life here is as natural to us as yours is to you. And in many respects it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can take away from your life, you know, your idea of life here, all the things that are depressing and, you know, all the nasty things,
mm-hmm.
all the things that aren't necessary,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it dark here.
Yeah.
No.
And yet you do feel a form of tiredness. I mean, it's a kind of, don't know how to explain it, but I suppose it is a kind of sort of mental tiredness, and you can rest, and one does, but it's not sleep in the same sense as you mean it, you know.
No.
Oh, I've seen water, large expanses of water. Don't know about sea as such.
No. Have you visited any higher planes?
No, I'm quite content where I am.
Yes.
That will come later, I suppose.
Have you been to any of the halls where you
Oh, yes, I've been to lots of places, I suppose you call them like libraries,
yeah.
Wonderful books and demonstrations, and I've been to places like what you call theatres, where there's concerts and things, and
mm.
I listen to music, and, oh, it's marvellous, really.
Suppose you're doing the things that you wanted to do while you were on the Earth, now.
Yes, I am, more or less.
Describe the library.
Oh, well, of course, there, I think they've got every book that's worth reading, any book that's of value, you know, it's there, and you can take it down, and you can read it, but there again, you see, you don't have to read, really. Funny that, isn't it? You think there's much point of having books, would you?
You don't have to read?
Well, not in the same kind of way.
Well, how do you assimilate what is in the book?
Well, I don't know. It's as if the book speaks to you.
Oh,
yet it don't. Of course, not really.
Can you take the books out of the library and then take them back again?
Oh, well, there are thousands of duplicates, I suppose you'd say, you know, but, oh, yes, you can take things home, but really it ain't necessary. That's the funny part about it, when you come to think about it. It's as if there's everything there that you expect, that you would want, but you soon begin to realise that many of the things are not really necessary in quite the same sort of way. That if you mentally sort of tune in to a particular something or somebody, that you can have communication automatically. It isn't as if you have to borrow a book and read it as such. It's as if you want to know about a book, perhaps a very famous book. You can either read it, but when you begin to realise that this book can express itself to you, don't ask me how it's done, I don't know. But it's as if you can sit there and you can close your eyes and you can hold the book in your hand, and all the happenings in the book can be sort of shown you. You know? Yes, it's funny. Don't ask me how it's done, I don't know. So instead of giving, you know, your own idea, which may not be quite what was intended, you can get the identical thought impressions of the author's intention, you know?
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Oh, very much like, yes, beautiful places, lovely stages and wonderful plays and wonderful actors and actresses doing old plays that I remember seeing some of them all way back when I was on Earth.
Mm.
And they do the old plays and lots of new ones.
Mm.
I've seen all sorts. I was a proper one for the theatre.
Really?
Oh, I love the theatre, I did. I remember the old days I used to go, the old Vic.
Yes.
And all those places, I used to enjoy them. I didn't always understand them, mind you, but I always liked them.
Mm.
Oh, I remember those days very well.
Have you any very large gardens there, you know?
Oh, yes, there's great parks, natural parks, and animals, like zoos, I suppose, but not with cages, and where animals aren't separated. They're free to roam, and they're tame, and beautiful. You stroke them. Tigers and so on, you know.
What's the colours like in the atmosphere? Do you have colours in the atmosphere?
Oh, yes. I suppose you'd call it the sky. Well, it is the sky, really.
Yes.
But I've seen the sky with the most beautiful colours. Yes. Marvellous.
Have you got music in the atmosphere, Alice? I mean,
well, it's there if you want to tune into it, but you don't have to be conscious of it.
Yes.
It's a matter of individual sort of wanting to be in tune with it, I suppose, in touch with it. There is a sound, there are sounds, especially when you go out into what you call the countryside, as if nature has its own sounds and creates music. And I've been in the places where, in the countryside, where the flowers are as tall as trees. And you walk among these flowers and all the different hues and colours and the beautiful perfume and the sound that comes from the music.
And the birds.
Oh, birds, thousands of birds, beautiful birds. You know our world is like yours, but much better, and without all the, you know, the unpleasant side of things. It's perfect.
Mm.
As far as I'm concerned, it's perfect anyway. I've no particular desire to shift or move. People always say that you will. As you progress, of course, you go further afield, but I don't feel the urge. I'm quite happy as I am. Why should I want to change?
Where do you travel? You know,
just walk.
Can you go back and say you think you'd like to go somewhere and
then
you find yourself there?
Well, I have done that. I have been with people who have gone to other places, and it's been by some sort of power of concentration.
Mm-hmm.
You're not conscious of movement as such. It's just that everything around you changes and you're in a different place. But I haven't done much of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quite content, you see. Some people say that one should never be too content, otherwise you don't progress. Well, I'm content as I am. Of course, eventually I shall progress, no doubt. But I feel, well, what is time? Time's nothing to us, you know.
Time is then.
Oh, I expect your turn will come.
It will, Alice.
I know, it's a bit of, you know, waiting for it gets, you know. Still, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you two have a very nice, happy Christmas.
Thank you, Father.
And I hope you're peaceful and quiet, and, well, you know that the power of the Holy Spirit's with you, and you'll be surrounded by souls who love you and help you.
Thank you.
Anyway, all the very best. Thank you, although, of course, we don't have Christmas like you do. That's a man-made thing, ain't it?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Alice. Thank you so much.